3 p.m. Wednesday, President Donald J. Trump will meet with 10 or so members of the Executive Committee of the Congressional Black Caucus, not the 49-member body. Meanwhile, at issue at the meeting, HBCUs, the economy, the infrastructure, as well as health care and other issues. Sean Spicer, White House Press Secretary, contends that the president realizes that the Congressional Black Caucus is a major group of people who he needs to work with. He even tried to reach out to them while he was running for president and then when he was president-elect. And now the meeting is set. But what about the future?
Part of this is it continues to have a dialogue, April. I mean, it's simply sitting down with people, talking about issues, talking about common ground. I think if you look at the conversation that he began and continued with Congressman Elijah Cummings, they found common ground. The president talked about areas where, despite some of the narratives that are out there, there were issues that they probably both share a concern for and that they can work on together. And maybe they won't agree on 100% or 60%, but maybe there's 15, 20, or 30% of the issues. Maybe there's one bill in particular that they can work on. But there's a willingness to sit down and talk. And I think that's the first step in the process of any of these. It's not just your own party, and the president's shown this on several of these meetings, where it's not just business leaders. He's brought in the union leaders. Talked about health care. Yesterday he had Dr. Zeke Emanuel in. It's not about just bringing in people who agree with you. It's about people across the spectrum who can offer ideas. And the president's, you know, and I get it that inner cities aren't exclusive. The rebuilding of inner cities aren't the only issue. But he's talked about, he's elevated the status of historically black colleges and universities, bringing that office into the White House to help coordinate some of the federal government activities. He's talked about rebuilding the inner cities. He's talked about school choice. A lot of issues that law and order and health care. And there's issues that impact urban areas, minority communities, whether they live in rural areas or urban areas. But I think that dialogue needs to continue because it can only help. And I think that's what we look forward to tomorrow.
April Ryan, AURN.com.